This is I Hear Things for Thursday, October 14th. Normal, but not back to normal. So I had this whole podcast written to drop tomorrow, actually. And after a night's sleep on what I had written and some feedback from a friend, I decided that that particular podcast was probably better off under the bed. So there it lies. I try not to release things that I'm not proud of, and I have no compunction about putting things under the bed for all time if they don't meet that standard. So there it lies, interred for all time. And I realized I didn't put out a show last week, and I didn't because my life has, it's gone back to normal. In my normal life, I fly from Boston to the RDU area every other Friday to spend a long weekend with my son, who's a junior in high school there. The pandemic disrupted this for a long, sad period. But we've been able to get back to that pattern now for the past couple of months. And as a result, I'm probably going to move this podcast to bi-weekly, doing it on the weekends that I'm in Boston. Of course, if normal means the way things were before COVID, things aren't back to normal, are they? In the early days of the pandemic, the entire snow globe of our lives was shaken up, and it was kind of a mess in there for a while. In the first month, we stopped listening to pretty much anything, and we all just watched Tiger King. You remember that? Then by the second month of lockdown, we'd really cranked up our consumption of podcasts and audiobooks and streaming audio as we began to replace a lot of the time that we spent previously listening to car radios with time spent at home with our home computers, our desktops, and on our phone. And that led to a sort of an increase in anything that streams. Now, many of us are still doing this, but many aren't. Normal, it turns out, is a state of mind. Normal isn't the past. The past is all just the stuff we did before. Normal's right now. And our recognition of that is really down to our mental state, our conscious choices, and a practice. The more we think today isn't normal, the more unsatisfying today becomes. And this creates a cognitive dissonance and a strain on our mental health. We forget in those darker moments that normal is never about going back. Normal has always been about going forward. I was reminded of this when I was looking at some of our recent share of ear data that my colleague Laura Ivey had pulled for a presentation she recently gave, and also some data from our latest U.S. Latino podcast listener study that our own Gabriel Soto had pulled. Podcast listening, it turns out, went up a fair amount by the middle of last year, especially with the Latino population. We have some data there that a fairly high percentage of Latino listeners became active podcast listeners actually during the pandemic. Podcasting's share of ear climbed to 6% of all the audio we listened to in the heart of the lockdown, and it has stayed there. A couple of weeks ago, I wrote about how close AM/FM's streaming numbers were to that number as a way to remind you that a lot of Americans listen to radio over the internet. Today, I'm going to use that same stat to emphasize that even as many Americans have gotten back behind the wheel, podcasting remains at 6%. It has solidified those particular gains. Legendary baseball statistician Bill James often said that if a player hit for, say, a 300 average, that player owned that skill. It was a thing that player did over time, and it wasn't a fluke. Podcasting is doing this thing over time, and it's not a fluke. Laura Ivey dug up this really cool stat from Share of Ear about when Americans start their audio day. Before COVID, 50% of Americans began their audio listening day at 7:15 a.m. After the first couple of months of lockdown, that number changed to 8:30, a full 75 minutes later. We released that back then. That's a significant shift. In the latest Share of Ear, however, it's back up, but it's not back up to where it was. It currently stands at 7:45, which is less a reflection of all of us losing a half hour of sleep than it is some of us getting back in our cars and heading to work. The thing is, we aren't all going to go back to work, at least in the same way. Normal is forward, remember? Hybrid work, hybrid events, and all these new antisocial skills that some of us have picked up. I count myself in here. They're all things we do now, and they are normal. And this is important, I think, for any content creator, certainly podcasters, to think about. We can strategize about the future, but we need to create content for the present moment. The present moment is normal. How we choose to think about this makes all the difference. For some of you, your audience is not going to change because they never have. For others, your audience has changed, and this might be who they are now going forward. The snow globe settles, the flakes land in different places, until the globe is shaken up again. These points in time are always great opportunities to check in with your listeners, and as a reminder, we made you a whole free template for an audience survey to do just that a while back, and I'll drop that link in the show notes. You can click it, get it for free, no sign up, it's yours. Have an amazing weekend. In today's normal, I'm switching this podcast to bi-weekly. I may surprise you every now and then, but if you enjoy this podcast and the newsletter that it springs from, I hope you'll share it with a friend. Subscribe if you haven't. And if you feel moved, you can support the show at Buy Me a Coffee. There'll be a link in the show notes. Have an amazing weekend, and I'll talk to you next time. This is Tom Webster for I Hear Things. Thanks for listening.